The Western Huddle for everything AFL, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Big goal for the West Coast Eagles.
92.9 Triple M Perth.
Well, welcome back to the Western Huddle for another week. Instead of Xavier Ellis this week, we've got Tommy Atkinson in from Triple M Footy alongside
like,
Andrew Embley.
Isn't it, eh?
People have spoken.
For Tommy.
People have spoken.
And myself, Andrew Fordman. As we, boys, I want to ask you one question. Just going into this podcast, the term disgusting was used by Adam Simpson to describe the West Coast Eagles' seven players that went to the hippie club. Yeah. Is that not the biggest overreaction? And is it the wrong word to use for this situation, disgusting?
Well, I think it is. You got to break it up, right? I understand. The first thing is these West Coast Eagles players, right, they've had a bad loss. They've gone out, right? It's not a great look. But the reality is, if they were 6-1 rather than being 1-6 or whatever it was, then we wouldn't be talking about this. But the bigger concern for the West Coast Eagles right now is the fact that they haven't got players available, right, through ISO, through injuries, and those players that are available have gone out and they've put themselves in an environment where we know what's going on at the moment. And on the back of that, Jackson Nelson's got sick, whether it was that night or whether it was the next day, who knows? He's gone to the club. Adam Simpson's got sick. So it's just not a great look. But did these players actually know they couldn't go out? That's the big story for me. Now, I think seven players have been fined $5,000 each, half of that suspended. But my question is, these are young kids. I'm telling you, young kids, right, they don't go out. They don't go out and deliberately disobey club orders. So it just sounds like it was a bit grey. Yes, with an understanding you shouldn't go out, but was there a directive from the club that you cannot go out?
Well, I think it was Friday that Simo said there was no club directive, but there was an understanding that players wouldn't go out.
Clearly not.
And then Nizzy came out Saturday and said, no, they were told, do not go out. Yeah. So that's the hard bit for me to comprehend, that seven of them, like, imagine us going, hey, so 40, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to go hippie club? Yeah, let's go. Yeah. What about you, Embers? Yeah, cool. What about Joe, Steve, Mick and Mark? And then not one of them goes, hey, aren't we not supposed to be going out? You're telling me all of them said, no, stuff that. Let's go out
and
to the hippie club.
It's not like you're going to a little small joint, you know, some underground nightclub in Perth where you might get away with it.
The hippie club, regular joints.
The packed out hippie club, you're going to get noticed like a sore thumb if you're cruising through there.
I suppose. But the other question, well, the other thing is they're getting penalised for something they haven't had yet. So a lot of those other blokes that have been able to get COVID early in the season because they've got family and it's just come into their family environment.
Yes.
So these blokes probably can do a bit more than the blokes that have done the right thing so far.
Josh Rotham's already had it. So I think which I don't believe, there was a club directive saying, do not go out, right? And they all broke that club directive, then cop your whack. No problem. Yep. But what do you think the conversation was with Patrick Naish? Does he still live with Luke Shuey?
Do you reckon if he goes to Luke Shuey, mate, I won't be home tonight. Where are you going? Hippie club. Oh, and Luke Shuey, the captain, says, yeah, no worries, mate, enjoy it.
Do you reckon he came home at 4 a.m. and no one knew? Now, I think it's more along the lines of a couple of them got caught when they were kind of alleged to, we suggest, hey, guys, do whatever you can to avoid getting COVID, right? A couple of them are going, who cares? I'm going out. I don't really care about it. And then I don't reckon all of them told the club. So I reckon a couple of them got caught and the other five might not have put their hand up when it first came out. And I reckon that's why it's kind of come down a bit harder.
As I said, going out is absolute, in my opinion, there's no real issue whatsoever. But it's the environment that West Coast find themselves in at the moment. They were out with all the Richmond players. Do you think Damien Hardwick's having a chat with all the Richmond players saying, you know what, you shouldn't have been out there? No, they wouldn't even had the conversation.
No.
Yeah.
So, but the circumstances unfortunately, are different with there COVID is a predicament in here in WA at the moment. Yes,
but it glosses over the bigger picture, right? That the Eagles are 3-14 in their last 17 games.
Yeah.
They've been smacked 4 weeks or 3 weeks in a row and absolutely belted. They were awful again on the weekend. Their skills were terrible. And they're so far off being competitive in an AFL game. Now, you can find the reasons through COVID and injuries and all kinds of stuff. And they did compete more against Brisbane. I'll give them that. They competed more. But their skills and turnover, they get just mauled on it. And anytime the ball, it doesn't bounce their way. They can't go inside 50. Their inside 50 count is half or less than the other teams. All the rest of the stats on the weekend, they won or they were really competitive in. So contested ball, possessions, clearances, all those ones, they're actually pretty good. They just can't get the ball inside 50. That's their biggest problem at the moment.
Unfortunately, our expectations on West Coast are so, so low. And you're throwing out numbers at the moment to say, oh, geez, they competed well here. They competed well there. Yes, they were better, but they lost by 75 points.
Yeah, in the wet.
In the wet. Yeah. If it had been dry, there would have been a 100-point loss for sure.
Well, they got Melbourne, so they'll get smacked. I think the line's about 50-odd. I think that's probably unders.
Yeah, that line
Melbourne
should be
could
a lot
put that on. Unders, could put it? That on in a quarter.
Well, look, the other end of town, Fremantle. If we skew that way, I know it's a Friday night game against the Kangaroos, who aren't exactly going tally ho at the moment. But just the way they were able to structure up and the time and space they appeared to have against an AFL club, they're impressive going into this week.
Well, they are, and even no Tabernar and no Lob, and
well, they had 6 outs, and you wouldn't have even known that.
No, that's right. Those boys come out of ISO today.
The only thing I would have said is that without those two big key forwards in there, they missed an opportunity to kick 7 or 8 each. I think the leading goal scorer in that particular game was Bailey Banfield with 2 goals.
He
should have kicked 4 or 5, but still, he's as I said, they've got so much depth at the moment. I think they've got about 5 or 6 players that have been in ISO. They come out. So
it's not just those. They've got Sturt, Erasmus, Hamling, Wilson.
Fife.
What's his name? Connor Blakely.
Yep. They've got some genuine people that can rock up and be in the starting 22.
They all played in the twos. Mm. Then the 6 guys that went out. That's 11 right there.
Well, Erasmus played 5 quarters on the weekend. Yeah. He, filled in the last.
And then Matty Johnson.
Played for Bill.
Yep.
One of their top picks. He's
to come back.
He to come back. So they got sort of they got
they're
two
gonna
top 20
They're going to be around for a long time, Fremantle. But they're playing exciting football at the moment.
It is a danger game. It's Metricon Stadium this week against the Suns. I know they might win, but there is a danger to it. They don't play well at that stadium. They've got a terrible record, Fremantle. The Suns come off an impressive win over
Huge
Sydney.
Huge win against Sydney. Was that massive win? The upset of the year? Like Sydney getting beaten at the SCG?
Ruined our multi. No, but the most impressive thing about Fremantle is their team defense. It's remarkable. And a friend said to me about after round 3 or 4, he goes, I think Freo are the real deal. Mm. And I was like, I'm a bit skeptical. But after watching them closely, their role players and what they do in their defense is incredible. So, I think the weekend the line was 160 points. And that was a certainty because North were never going to score more than 5 or 6 goals. So I think Freo have the second best defense. I think teams average 62 points or 9 goals per game against them. Mm. So a team like North, who were missing Nick Larkey, were never going to score that. I'd be surprised if Gold Coast score 8 goals.
Right.
I just think Ryan, Cox,
Heath Chapman back
Heath
into
Chapman,
the side this
Young
week,
back there.
Rising star.
They're really solid, and the amount of pressure they put on the team, and they force teams to kick long, which allows their defenders to zone off, and they run and go from there. I'd be shocked if they didn't win this weekend.
Embers, you skewing the same way as Tommy?
I think Fremantle do win, but I agree with you, 40. I think Gold Coast, they're a side too hard to get a gauge on, but if you
Who's
can, go to,
kick
the
their goals?
If you can go to the SCG and...
Give me 2 guys that'll kick goals for the Gold Coast.
Isaac Rankin was very good last week.
He bobs up once every 6 games.
Yes. Mm. What about big Casbolt?
Casbolt's been impressive.
He has been. He's got every good target.
Very good contested mark.
Still can't kick, but he is kicking goals.
I just think if they put Cox or someone on him, he'll look after him, or Alex Pearce. So, I think Freo will win by 5 or 6.
Sunday afternoon, the last game of the round as well. Melbourne's now blown out to $1.02 against West Coast there at Optus Stadium. We're all
overs.
Now, do I have to ask
our
predictions?
$1.02, you reckon, Tommy?
Do I have to ask? How are we looking?
Well, the only question is how many players do Melbourne bring across, right? So Maxi Gorn, we think, might not play.
Doesn't look like it.
Do they rest any of their players, or do they come across with a full-strength side and put their foot to the throat and just absolutely pump them? Now, they're top of the ladder, but the teams behind them in Freo and Brisbane have got big percentage boosts by pumping West Coast.
Mm. Yes.
Now, that percentage at the end of the season could become crucial if Melbourne drop a game and Brisbane and Freo keep going really well. I reckon they'll be keen to get the easy percentage
boost.
You want the boost, because if you don't get it, you miss out on a huge amount of percentage points. Yes. So I reckon they'll come over and the game will be done by quarter time.
When you have been
like Melbourne, a team that has been at the bottom of the ladder for so long, you get this opportunity to put foot on throat and you ain't going to let it go. They'll remember back to that preliminary final in 2018. They go, you know what, we're coming over here and we're going to do something different this time.
I reckon guys could kick multiple goals. So Petrarca will get 2, Rich will kick 3, Brown will kick 3, McDonald will kick, I think they'll spread the load and sort of five or six guys will all have two or three goals each, and they'll absolutely pump them.
Clayton Oliver will get 45.
Yeah. The chance could happen.
Yeah.
Look at the other teams who played West Coast. Their midfielders have all done really well. Mm. And last week, I think Petrarca had 30, Oliver had 30, Brayshaw had a stack of it, Langdon had a stack of it. They just got too much speed and too much run, and I can't see them West Coast getting anywhere near the D's.
Hey, Tommy, thanks for filling in on the Western Hunter. We'll hear again on the Triple M call, obviously about 3:20, Optus Stadium,
Big
West
preview
Coast
too. I think I've got a 50-minute preview, Emma.
There we go.
I'll have to get 40 on to fill it up.
Oh, turn it up, boys. Another Western Huddle done and dusted for another week. Good on you, Embers. Thanks, Tommy.
The Dockers are roaring back into this one.
That's all from the Western Huddle this week. Listen Tuesday next week for your dose of everything AFL. 92.9 Triple M, Perth.